Let's be honest, everyone hates putting up Christmas lights, so why not just skip it this year? The truth is, it's not about the lights. It's about creating the memories. It's about seeing the kids' faces light up and not spending all day hanging up lights. I'm Aaron King, the owner of Slow Holiday Lights. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. We design, install, maintain, and store the beautiful Christmas lights so you don't have to lift a finger. No ladders to fall off of, no tangled lights to mess with, no stress, period. Look us up at slowholidaylights.com.
Closeouts will save you lots of money, says Rich London, the mattress specialist.
I still have a few of my closeouts left. If you're looking for a Cal King or an Eastern King, and I got a couple queens left as well, I got closeouts on major brands, Beautyrest, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and they're all on sale. So come on in as soon as you can and save a lot of money.
The mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Step into the blenders and embrace the season in style. We're here to help you transition your wardrobe for fall. Slip into a soft sweater, long cardigan, or seasonal outerwear. Add a beautiful scarf to instantly refresh your favorite outfit. Complete your look with our stunning accessories and leather handbags, a perfect finishing touch. Check out Merle Norman's fall color collection. Everything you'll need to pull your autumn style together. Come experience it all at The Blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, November 10th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Islamic American Relations Office calls for Slo County DA to retract social media posts. Details on that and more coming up. Mostly cloudy skies ahead with highs in the upper 80s. It's 44 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup for security. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chad Stevens.
KPRL Local News is brought to you by Blaze and Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. San Luis Obispo County District Attorney Dan Dow has been sent a letter by the Greater Los Angeles Area Office on American Islamic Relations. The letter expressed deep concern over Dan Dow's recent social media posts regarding Mayor-elect for New York City Zoran Mandami. On Wednesday last week, Dan Dow retweeted a post which displays the Twin Towers burning following the September 11th attacks with the caption, "New York already forgot." Another post retweeted by Dow says, "New York, what have you done?" with a video of a plane hitting one of the two towers. The letter to Dan Dow reads, "By drawing a false and dangerous equivalence between Mayor-elect Mandami's election and 9/11, you promoted the tired stereotype that Muslims are inherently tied to terrorism simply because of their faith." The letter asks for Dan Dow to make a public retraction from the posts and issue a clear, unequivocal apology acknowledging the harm that they have caused. Since the letter, Dow has made two direct public statements, neither expressed an apology. The first was to the LA Times, where Dow said he shared the post because, in his opinion, Mondami is going to destroy New York, being a self-proclaimed socialist. The second statement was in a Facebook post Friday, when Dow shared and commented on a post he made after a Meet Your Muslim Neighbor event back in 2017. Dow says he has strong ties to and supports the Muslim community in Slo County. The Central Coast Water Board releases draft permits for Diablo Canyon Nuclear Power Plant. I'll have that story and more coming up next. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blaze and Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blaze and Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazeandbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
Good morning at 7:11. KPRL News continues. The Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board has released two draft permits for public comment. The permits are necessary to extend operations at Diablo Canyon Nuclear Power Plant as directed by Senate Bill 846. The comment period closes on December 8th. Operated by PG&E, the plant near Avila Beach is California's last operable nuclear power plant. The draft permits, which require approval by the Central Coast Water Board to become final, contain critical regulatory requirements for PG&E to continue operations following the state mandate to extend the plant's operational timeline. The drafts include stricter effluent limits and monitoring requirements to strengthen environmental protection and ensure compliance with the latest state and federal water quality standards. As part of the permit renewal process, regional board staff comprehensively evaluated PG&E's compliance with the plant's current discharge requirements and incorporated new regulatory provisions. Among those requirements to bring the plant in line with the state's 2010 once-through cooling policy, which aims to reduce the harmful effects cooling water intakes used at coastal power plants can have on marine life. To continue operations, PG&E must obtain an updated National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permit, which regulates how the plant discharges once through cooling water, desalinization brine, and treated wastewater into the ocean. In addition, PG&E is required to secure a Clean Water Act Section 401 water quality certification from the regional board before the Federal Nuclear Regulatory Commission can finalize its licenses for the plant's two reactors. On November 12th, the regional board will hold a workshop to answer questions and solicit public comments, and it expects to consider the draft permits in early 2026. More information on the permitting process and access to related documents can be found on the regional board's program page at waterboards.ca.gov/Central Coast. A San Luis Obispo County program designed to attract and retain healthcare workers will get a significant financial boost from a national nonprofit. On Tuesday, the County Board of Supervisors voted to accept a $900,000 grant from Health Career Connection to support the SLO Healthcare Workforce Partnership, a program founded in 2023 to address the county's critical lack of healthcare services. With the funding, the partnership is projected to train train more than 100 people through internships and a new nursing program at a Santa Maria college. Michelle Shoresman, a division manager at the County Health Agency, said the programs backed by the grant are an important first step towards San Luis Obispo County being able to increase its healthcare workforce through its own residents. According to the provider study conducted by the county last year, across 15 positions of need in the physical health sector, health providers in the county must make an estimated total of more than 8,300 hires to keep pace with the healthcare sector's turnover and expected growth by 2034. The study found that one of the biggest needs stems from a lack of nurses. Providers will need to make hires to replace more than 50% of all registered nurses, nursing assistants, licensed vocational nurses, and nurse practitioners by 2034. The County Clerk Recorder's Office has released its second unprocessed ballot report for Slo County. According to the new report, there are about 32,000 ballots left for the Clerk Recorder's Office to tabulate. The election results for San Luis Obispo County has remained mostly stagnant, with the new tabulated votes in the count. About 50% of voters voted yes on Proposition 50 and 44% no. The next unprocessed ballot report from the county is expected to be released no later than 5 p.m. Wednesday, November 12th. A San Luis Obispo County Children's Museum and play space on the brink of closure was recently resurrected by an outpouring of community support. In late October, the Exploration Discovery Center on Ramada Drive in Grover Beach was struggling to keep its doors open after 2 months of extremely meager visitor attendance. Exploration Discovery Center creative manager Deborah Ugalde said the center was facing severe financial challenges due to poor patron turnout and rising insurance costs. Robert, vice president of the center's board of directors, created a GoFundMe fundraising campaign as a last resort to save the community space. As of Sunday, the fundraiser had raised more than $14,000. Ugalde said that after a few Guardian Angel sponsors contributed thousands of dollars to the effect, due to the effort, the center now has enough funds to stay open without any reduction in hours or cuts to staff for months to come. The Exploration Discovery Center at 867 Ramona Avenue in Grover Beach is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Admission is $5 for children age 2 to 12, $15 for adults, and $10 for seniors. Garrett Olson has been named the new president and CEO of the San Luis Obispo Chamber of Commerce. Olson previously served for 6 years as fire chief of the city of San Luis Obispo and co-founded a consulting business. During the pandemic, he temporarily left consulting to serve as CEO of the Slo Food Bank. Olson will officially begin his new role in January. In NFL action for Week 10 Thursday night, in a game you heard here on KPRL, the Denver Broncos got by the Las Vegas Raiders 10-7. On Sunday, the LA Rams beat the 49ers 42-26. In Sunday night football, the Chargers over the Steelers 25-10. Tonight on Monday night football, the Philadelphia Eagles take on the Green Bay Packers at 5:15. The 41st annual Thanksgiving for Paso Robles will be returning Thursday, November 27th at Centennial Park.
Thanksgiving is a family holiday, and there's some people that don't have family in town or need to be with other people. And we invite them to come and volunteer with us or just come and share a meal with us.
That's David Cadilla, chairman of the steering committee for Paso Robles, inviting anyone to Centennial Park to enjoy a free Thanksgiving meal.
We serve it restaurant style. A waiter comes and takes the order, and you have a choice of turkey, ham, sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, mixed vegetables, stuffing, and pie, and cranberry sauce. We invite anybody who has a financial or social need to be with people on Thanksgiving Day.
Deliver Delivery options are also available for those not wanting to dine in at Centennial Park. About 80 volunteers are also still needed to help the event, and cash donations to fund the meals are always accepted. You can go to thanksgivingforpasarobles.com to make a request for delivery, sign up to volunteer, or make a cash donation. KPRL Local News has been brought to you in part by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:20. California News is next.
At Davis Body Shop, we receive many letters and emails and pay attention to what our customers have to say about our service. We realize that it's a stressful time after an accident, so our emphasis at Davis Body Shop is not only on the repair of your vehicle, but on the service and attention we provide from the minute you work with our professional staff. Here's what Adrienne had to say.
I found Davis Body Shop, and Eric in particular, to be very helpful and professional. They kept me informed throughout the process, through emails and phone calls, and went above and beyond what they said they would do. They also were very quick and had my car back to me ahead of schedule. I'm very pleased with the whole experience. Thank you, Davis Body Shop.
Davis Body Shop, the auto collision specialist that you can trust on El Camino Real in Atascadero, with a convenient enterprise car rental facility on site. And Davis Body Shop at Paso Robles Chevrolet.
California headline news. In a 60 to 40 vote, 8 Democratic senators joined Republicans in advancing a stopgap measure aimed at funding the government through January 30th. California's 2 U.S. senators voted against it. House member Ro Khanna of California opposes it.
If you're not willing to fight to stop premium hikes on 20 million Americans, then what are you willing to fight for? The Democratic Party needs to be strong.
Khanna calling for Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer to be replaced. Following passage of redistricting measure Prop 50 last week, California Republican Representative Kevin Kiley says he's definitely running for another term.
I will, absolutely. I mean, I think we have so much momentum in terms of improving the quality of life in California. We have this coalition for common sense that is really ascendant, that transcends party lines.
Kiley says he's still deciding which district to run in, noting that the proposed redrawn congressional district boundaries will result in his current district being divided 6 different ways. Gas prices averaging $4.71. Jeff Scott, California News.
Every time I turn around, my friends at Pure Talk give me one more reason to feel good about switching. This month, for instance, they're supporting Canines for Warriors, a terrific organization that trains rescue dogs and then pairs them up with combat veterans struggling with PTSD. The result? They're saving lives on both ends of the leash. This is why I switched to Pure Talk. I like being in business with an American wireless company who shares my values. Yeah, I appreciate unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $25 a month, and I bet you will too. But I think you'll really appreciate doing business with a company who gives back to the men and women who volunteered to defend our country. Just dial #250, say micro. With Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team, you can switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, dial #250, say micro, to switch to an American wireless company who actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
KPRL News continues at 7:24. In high school football on Friday, it was the first round of the Central Section playoffs in Division II. San Luis Obispo beat Lemoore 42-32. Arroyo Grande destroyed Sunnyside 62-14. In Division III, Shafter beat Mission Prep 38-17. Paso Robles, the Bearcats lost to Kennedy 63-28. Division IV was the game of the week. Atascadero and Napomo in two overtimes. Atascadero loses 35-34 after a failed two-point conversion. In District 5, Morro Bay beat up Delano at 51-21. Templeton Eagles had a first-round bye. They host Kalinga in Round 2 on Friday. Morro Bay is at Liberty in Madera. Garcia's out of Bakersfield travels to Arroyo Grande, and San Luis Obispo Tigers are on the road to take on the Redwood High in Visalia. Food and Farm News on KPRL is being brought to you by attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. State targets Southern California to prevent parasitic fly entry with the detection of New World screwworm less than 70 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border. California animal health officials are urging ranchers, dairy farmers, feedlot operators, and other livestock handlers to stay vigilant for signs of the parasitic fly, which can inflict great harm to animals and economic damage to the livestock sector. The California Department of Food and Agriculture has been doing screwworm outreach to inform producers and veterinarians in Southern California, with emphasis on San Diego and Imperial counties, because they both touch the U.S.-Mexico border. An incursion of screwworm into the U.S. would have immediate and severe trade impacts. Due to detections in Mexico, U.S. ports remain closed to livestock imports from the North American trading partner. Similar disruptions are expected if the screwworm is found in the U.S. Food and Farm News has been brought to you on KPRL by attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation. Estate planning in Morro Bay, across from the post office. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic on KPRL is brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. Good news, the California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this morning, with no reports of accidents or other traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic on KPRL has been brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather is being brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to your insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton at 434-3276. North County weather, mostly cloudy skies today. Highs in the upper 80s, winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows near 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cooler with highs in the upper 70s. Winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy on Wednesday, highs in the upper 60s. Rain on Thursday and early on Friday. Highs in the low 60s, partly cloudy Saturday and Sunday with highs in the low to mid 60s. Weather has been brought to you on KPRL by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. They'll find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. That's the news. KPRL News Time is 728.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks rallied at the market open with optimism the U.S. government could be reopening this week after a Senate measure passed to end the impasse. United, Delta, American, and Southwest Airlines shares opened more than 1% higher. Tyson Foods says sales held up in recent months, and it now expects a pickup in demand. Tyson is the largest U.S. meat producer. Shares are up 4.5%. Maple Bear, parent of Instacart, opened down 1%. Even though the food delivery service reported an upbeat quarter, orders rose 14%. Novo Nordisk, maker of Wegovy, has pulled out of negotiations for Metsera, which is working on other weight loss options. Metsera is going ahead with an offer from Pfizer. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda. Invested in you.
Not sure what to get him this holiday? You can't go wrong with a gift from Untuck It. Every guy wants to unwrap our best-selling wrinkle-free and performance styles. From polished shirts for holiday parties to cozy layers for family photos, you'll find everything he needs to look sharp and feel comfortable all day and night. So, get a head start on your holiday gift list. Early holiday sale happening now. Find the perfect gift for everyone on your list at untuckit.com and more than 80 stores worldwide. Untuck It. Shirts designed to be worn, untucked.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Living with diabetes? Don't take your foot health for granted. At San Luis Podiatry Group, with locations in San Luis Obispo and Templeton, we understand how critical proper foot care is to your overall health. For over 20 years, we've had an in-house podorthist, providing expert care and custom solutions. We offer prescription diabetic shoes and inserts, specifically designed to reduce pressure, protect sensitive areas, and help prevent complications. Because when it comes to diabetes, footwear makes a difference. We've been a trusted name in diabetic foot care across San Luis Obispo County for decades. Don't wait. Protect your feet. Protect your health. Call San Luis Podiatry Group at 805-543-7788. San Luis Podiatry Group, your step toward better health. Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Chalk Mountain and Morro Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends, at Chalk Mountain Golf Course, now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morro Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your SLO County Golf Card before January 1st.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. They are your Honda power equipment dealer, 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. To join us on this Monday edition on The Right Choice.
There's just one place for me. KPRL.
It's like heaven.
The Morning Exchange.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1. Holiday season, that means flowers and decorations and all that kind of stuff. Sonny will be with me from the Floral Parlor there on Spring Street, and Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour. That's all scheduled for this afternoon. Here on The Right Choice as we go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, Chad, it's nice to hear your voice. You know, I don't want to make you feel old, but, you know, the 26th Big Band at Centennial Park was the first time I heard you. How many years ago was that?
Too many.
Too many. You're right. Hey, it's nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. Back at you.
All right, once again, you can text on that 5775. Let's see here. How were your, let's see here. This is on the text. It's, all right, I'll get to the one part of it during the break. How were your flights going and coming? I didn't leave yet. And he says, we hopefully fly out to Denver on Thursday. Well, that's the same day I fly out to Denver. I asked Chad if he can give me his sister's home address in case I am delayed, so maybe we can all end up at Chad's sister's house.
It's a small house, but she'll welcome me with open arms.
Okay, as long as... But she can't come pick us up in a car because apparently she hits deers and pigs and stuff like that. We don't want to be in with a reckless driver.
Yeah, countless cars destroyed.
No, my fingers are, well, they're crossed, kind of. But as I said last week, I am just mentally preparing for the worst.
Well, and as you know, the Denver airport is out in the middle of nowhere.
That's right.
So if you get stranded, you're stranded.
Stranded. All right, do call back. So we will see. You know, this sounds terrible because it is my nephew's wedding.
Uh-huh.
I'd almost rather have the flight be canceled. I don't know if that makes sense. I don't want to sleep in an airport. I don't want to have to do... I mean, I'm anticipating some stuff.
Yeah.
But I just don't want this to turn into a hairdo where, you know... Whatever. Okay, because that means you would, if something happened, you would have to do next Monday as well.
Well, there are worse things that could happen.
Well, many people would think that's a good thing if I'm out here doing the show. So,
jeez, thanks, Kevin.
No, I mean, as far as, okay, well, Kevin's not there. That's a good thing. But I don't know where I'll be or where I'll end up.
Right.
And
I think it's going to be smooth sailing for you. I do. I hope. It could be.
Yeah, we'll find out. Yeah, good morning.
It's not a snowball's chance in hell.
Yeah, I know. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning.
I don't know if this is where you were going with the story that you were going to get to, Kevin, about the three, I guess, parents that want PG&E to give money.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And one of the things, of course, they... PG&E is not obligated, but what, you know, again, groups like this, they throw in that they have a moral obligation.
Okay, so in 2016, their moral obligation gave $85 million because Diablo was supposedly going to close by 2025.
Mm-hmm.
43.3% of that money, almost $37 million, went to the school district.
Yep.
Where's the $37 million?
Well, not only that, but where did the rest of the money they got from the COVID? So they got that amount of money. And, you know, one of the things I was going to get at, Greg, with this story is, I wonder of these three parents or the people in that school district, how have you voted? Did you vote in the kind of people that were pushing PG&E and this get rid of nuclear type of thing? And did you ever think... because there was not a study done, the impact it would have on the taxes going to your little kiddie's school.
Correct. And there's another story that Chad brought up, two other stories that are should be high topics. Number one, about the quality water board with these things that they want PG&E because of Diablo, yet... You can Google your AI, and they can't even give you the total number of sewage spills of those communities along the coast there that are way worse than anything that you can find from PG&E, nor the people living in the river, or what Paso Robles dumps in the river up here from their waste.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got the screw worm deal. Now, being a cattle guy, this is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And the screw worm can affect people, too. So it gets into, it's a fly. It lands its larva and eats on your dead flesh or whatever, you know. So this was down in South America. We fought it back before years in the past. How did it get from South America to Central America to Mexico next to our border? Because of the immigration of the Democrats and Biden. So if you think food prices are high, when we're fighting an epidemic because of these people that came across the border, bringing other diseases with them and other infiltration of different kinds of bugs and stuff that we don't have from whatever they're carrying, whether it's fruits and vegetables or whatever, these are part of the costs that are associated with what we have to spend to try to protect people in our country.
Mm-hmm. Well,
right. And so we don't want that. I mean, over a year now, you haven't been able to move cattle across the border. And there's a lot of people that bring steer. You're not allowed to bring breeding cattle or bulls across the border. You're only allowed to bring steers. Well, you can't even bring those over the last year because if they have the screwworm in them, you're going to affect the herds and the stuff up here, which is just gonna, hey, guess what? We get to spend more money trying to fight something. It's like when we had that, when they were all worried about that mosquito that, what was it, the Zika flu or something from Brazil.
Right. Well,
all these little goody tutu-shoe people that are going to help everybody are part of our problem in all the different communities. We had the same problem during COVID. Gee, how does a COVID get into a nursing facility with old people that don't go anywhere? Well, it was because of the people that were traveling back and forth to Mexico that were the cleaning people. Well, I don't want to pick on any individual thing, but there's always a way to trace back the problem of who created the problem and why, because of who gets scrutinized on what they should do and who doesn't get scrutinized.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and these things just, they won't go away until these certain people don't understand that a lot of the things we do in our country are not as mean as they want to make them sound. They're to protect you. And when we eliminate different things and different problems, and then with your, good wishes, you bring it back, then who's responsible for that?
The more we go on, Greg, and obviously I'm going to be a little facetious here, the word responsibility or responsible is slowly leaving the dialect of the American people. It's somebody else's fault. That seems to be the trend now.
Correct. People, it's right there with transparency.
They don't want to look at the people who they may have voted and put in place to make things more difficult, more expensive, or the decisions outside of the political realm of the decisions they've made that leads to their life circumstances. I'm going to go back to these three parents or these dopes. They say that this moral obligation is nonsense. How many millions of dollars over the years did Diablo Canyon give in taxes to this county? It's phenomenal. But here's one of the thing. Again, it says one of these morons says our community has borne the burdens of having a nuclear facility. Okay, what have been the burdens?
Well, exactly. I saw a photo of the side because there was a story that came out over the weekend for the for CoLab. And Gibson and his little buddy, little Jimmy, voted against the housing thing down in the Dana Reserve. Mm-hmm. And they're upset because these people made an agreement and they reduced some of the ADUs that were going to be with the housing that they truly need and that was already approved, like they've been trying to work on for 20 years. So they're upset that there's not enough open, or there's too much open space now because they removed a few houses. But there's not enough open space around Diablo because they're still trying to figure out who gets the open space around Diablo. And when you looked at the side of the hills around Diablo, it looks beautiful. I don't really want to see a bunch of people hiking and camping and homeless, and I'd rather see cattle spread out over there than than those other idiots. And why do you get to take away somebody else's stuff because you didn't like it? Why did they move next to it?
Mm-hmm. Well,
why are they here? Just like when they didn't want the oil train, why did you move next to railroad tracks if you don't like trains?
Well, remember the yard there in Templeton?
Oh, yeah.
Remember the River Oaks Walmart? Walmart was there. People moved in after the fact, and then they started complaining about the Walmart sign. The meat place there on River Road, that place was there. They built houses on the bluff. The people started to complain. Or you go to North River Road where the cement and all that is, that place was there for a long time. They built houses up there. The whiny people complained because they were looking down from their nice home seeing that. You didn't see that when you purchased the property? If you didn't, you're a moron.
Correct. Correct. We're on the same page.
I mean, it's just, again, it's phenomenal or almost embarrassing that this kind of nonsense takes place.
Yeah, and it's not that hard. Most of these people leave a trail, like I say, that a blind man can follow. So pretty much all the stuff that we have going on in this community or throughout the United States is easily traceable with their own documents. It's just like this tariff stuff. Okay, do the people realize when you pay a tax that you don't have a choice? They're going to tax you. If you don't pay the tax, they're going to penalize you on top of the tax.
Mm-hmm.
A tariff is just a penalty. You can get out of the tariff by not doing what you're doing because you won't receive the penalty. So it's not the same deal. It's a stick to get something done a certain way to make things fair and to undo things that were done wrong. And if you want to continue doing the wrong thing, then you'll pay the penalty. That's not the same thing.
Right.
But we don't have people in the Paso school that can read or do math. So we need to work on that.
Right. Okay, Greg, we're up against it.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. I'm sorry, I said bye-bye. I can't, you can't say bye-bye.
Well, you just did.
I know. It's,
and you're ashamed.
Yes, bar of soap during the break. but just, it's not acceptable to do that. Anyway, the millions, and again, there's an agreement, again, after PG&E signed over the money, not signed over the money, they gave the, I think it was $85 million, and there was no, when Diablo was authorized to extend operations, there was no agreement to restart payments to the school districts. Okay. So, again, what have you been doing with that money all these years? What did you do with the COVID money? And now these parents want PG&E to contribute $7.5 million to the school district in place of the missing funding, which they are behind. I think it's about $5 million, kind of similar to Paso Robles. I'll tell you what you do. You go to PG&E and you start paying more on your electricity bill. Look, I'm not, in the last few years, I've gotten a lot disenchanted with PG&E because of these rates and what's been going on, but not all of it is their fault. Again, I go back to almost 20 years ago now when they went to the Utilities Commission and asked for a rate increase to fix things, to upgrade them and so forth. Utilities Commission said no. They said no at the time. Anyway, that's just a little bit of that. We need to exit stage left.
This KPRL local news update is being brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Islamic American Relations Office calls for Slo County DA to retract social media posts. Central Coast Water Board releases draft permits for Diablo Canyon Nuclear Power Plant. And Slo County gets grant to recruit and retain healthcare workers. I'll have those stories and more after the top of the hour. North County weather, mostly cloudy skies today. Highs in the upper 80s, winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cooler. Highs in the upper 70s, winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. It's currently 52 degrees. KPRL News Update has been brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Breaking the back of the government shutdown, eight notable Democrats break with their party to help pass a test vote to reopen the federal government. On a day of 10,000 airport delays with government workers unpaid for a month, Senate Democrat Jean Shaheen.
This was the only deal on the table. It was our best chance to reopen the government and immediately begin negotiations to extend the ACA tax credits that tens of millions of Americans rely on to keep costs down.
Waiting on the final Senate vote, then back to the House. Airport delays out of the gate today, already about 1,500, a similar number canceled. Secretary Warpeet Hegseth has offered to call up reserve military air traffic controllers if needed. Hegseth also posting two more lethal kinetic military strikes on known drug traffickers in the Eastern Pacific, all six killed. America's listening to Fox News.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Holidays are just around the corner, and if your family is coming to town, give them the gift of comfort and beauty at Allegretto Vineyard Resort in Paso Robles. From vineyard views to luxurious rooms, festive dining, and special holiday celebrations, Allegretto is the perfect home away from home, so your family doesn't overrun yours. Make this holiday season memorable and welcome your loved ones with the warmth of Paso Robles hospitality. Book now at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
Experience elegant evening downtown this Saturday as the heart of Paso Robles is transformed into a magical feast for the eyes, ears, and taste buds. From 5 to 8 p.m., shoppers are indulged with fine hors d'oeuvres and refreshments. Live mannequins, dancers, musicians, and singers will entertain guests. Elegant evening downtown this Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. Admission is free. For more info, call Paso Robles Main Street at 238-4103.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Clouds and sunshine, upper 80s. Some clouds tonight, overnight lows in the upper 40s. Then cloudy a little bit on Tuesday, upper 70s. Mostly cloudy, upper 60s Wednesday. Rain Thursday, about 80-90%. Low 60s. Low 60s Friday with some AM rain, about 25-30%. Friday, low 60s. Saturday, sunny, low 60s, low 60s Sunday with some clouds and sunshine, and a week from today, the same. Today's UV index will be 3 up and down, 6:35 a.m., right on the nose, 5 p.m., and we went up 10 degrees. It's 54. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. That's 7.5 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks community. Outstanding meals at reasonable price. All right, Honor Flight Central Coast into flight once more. And it is a film. It'll take place at the Park Cinemas. And, of course, that ties in with Veterans Day tomorrow. That will be at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock. And it is a special documentary screening. Pirate Sherm Smoot, if you remember that name, and others who took part in an unforgettable reenactment. And this, again, is sponsored by Honor Flight Central Coast to help raise funds to send our local veterans to Washington, D.C., where they can visit and reflect at the memorials built in their honor. Now, tickets are available. You can go online. Small fee applies or in person. Again, this is at the Park Cinemas tomorrow. And just in, ties in with Veterans Day. The admission to the movie is $20, but please remember this is a fundraiser to get those vets to Washington, D.C. And the city of Paso Robles, they're getting ready. It's not that far. New Year's Eve celebration. They're looking to feature 6 local food trucks as part of the event, and the city is seeking food truck vendors with unique menus and festive decor to complement the event while avoiding direct competition with nearby downtown restaurants.
So check out the City of Paso Robles website to see if, well, check it out. See if you'll make the grade, so to speak. All right, community calendar brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. They got lunch for you every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Okay, 6.5 minutes, excuse me, 5.5 minutes away from 8 o'clock at the right choice. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Get ready. It starts tomorrow. They are having their big deal. It is the, you can take your used valuables to sell. That's through, excuse me, tomorrow through the 13th. Go to BellaJewel.com. More information. All right, local celebrities. If I turn the page the right way, that usually reads better. Well, quite a few here. We have Vincent Taylor, Donald Bonds, Clyde Bradshaw, Barbara Stuller, Melissa Miller, Shannon Sobey, Walt Kuhn, Cassandra Davis, Chris Hynote. Mr. Hynote, what have you been up to? We have Kerry Riley, Linda Falkenstein. Let's see here. Sal DeMuro. This lady here named Suzanne Rubatire, something like that. I don't know what the name is here. It's all scribbled. John Spears, Tom Banish is having a birthday as well. All right, on my right-hand side, some folks, not the stellar day, although Martin Luther lead things off, the religious leader, 1483, 1546. Claude Rains, he was a good actor, really good actor. 1889, 1967. Baseball's Bertie Tebbets, 1912, 1999. We have, you bet your life, George Fenneman, 1919, 1997. Gilligan, the skipper to a millionaire and his wife, a professor. And Russell Johnson, 1924, 2014. Elizabeth, Richard Burton, 1925, 1984. Roy Scheider, All That Jazz, and of course, Jaws, 1932, 2008. We have on the list here, Funny Girl, the happiest, no, Funny Face and stuff. She wrote most of her music. I don't know if people were aware of that. Donna Fargo was born in 1945. We have Alice Cooper's Glenn Buxton, 1947, 1997. Greg Lake of, excuse me, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, 1947, 2016. Another... Dave Loggins, 1947, 2024. Atlanta Rhythm Section. Should I go?
Yeah.
1950, 2011. Jack Clark, Jack the Ripper, baseball, 1955. The actor and comedian and played ball in college, Sinbad, 1956. Mackenzie Phillips, One Day at a Time, 1959. Mike McCarthy, coach of the Packers, 1963, and he coached others. Not a bad infielder, Keith Lockhart, 1964. A pitcher, Kenny Rogers, pretty good pitcher with a bunch of teams, but he couldn't pitch in New York. 1964, he played with the Bums as well. Let's see here. Tracy Morgan, the actor and comedian, 1968. Isaac Bruce, he was a good wide receiver with the Rams, 1972, yeah. Sean Green, not a bad baseball player with some teams, including the Bums, 1972. And who else do we have? Kendrick Perkins, the big guy, 1984. I missed one, country singer Miranda Lambert, 1983. I didn't know she was that old. Zach Ertz, a really good tight end, 1990, and that is it. All right, let's see who assumed room temperature on this day. And father of the video game, thanks a lot. William Higginbotham, 1994. Chuck Connors, the Rifleman, 1992. That's not the one. I'm thinking of the other guy. I can't remember. But anyway, Jimmy Dodd from the Mickey Mouse Club, 1964. Norman Mailer passed away in 2007. The First Lady of Baseball, according, simply because she was married to Leo DeRocha. Lorraine Day died in 2007. Jack Palance, 2006. Give me those push-ups.
Mm-hmm.
The writer of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Ken Kersey. And also Brezhnev. Leonid Brezhnev died in 82. Going to the top of the list. Well, I'll go with Jack Clark.
Okay, there you go. This local news update on KPRL brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Safe, secure storage for your RV, boat, household, and commercial items. Islamic American Relations Office calls for Slo County District Attorney to retract social media posts. Central Coast Water Board releases draft permits for Diablo Canyon Nuclear Power Plant. And Slo County gets a grant to recruit and retain healthcare workers. I'll have those stories and more coming up at the top of the hour. North County weather, we're looking for mostly cloudy skies today. Highs in the upper 80s, winds from 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 50. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cooler with highs in the upper 70s, winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. It's currently fair and 54 degrees. This KPRL local news update has been brought to you by Mars Mega Storage.
All right, he was an all-star a couple of times, hit a lot of home runs, 340, and Silver Slugger Award. That's it, and he didn't know how to manage his money. All right, one more to go this hour, brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off, 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.